Midway through the month of January, it's time to hit you up with another podcast from Crapper Creek, Alaska. Good to have you with us. My name's Glenn Arna. For those of you listening around the globe, we broadcast from a small cabin here in Crapper Creek, Alaska. And it has been a brutal winter in Alaska throughout the whole state. In the interior, in Alaska here, around Crapper Creek area, it's been like 40, 45 below. And then it warms up and we get a foot of snow and then it gets 40 below again. And then this is repeated now for the last month and a half. Folks down in Anchorage and that area, they've been dealing, the south central part of Alaska, been dealing with 80, 90 mile an hour winds, hurricane gusting winds with temperatures of zero outside. Can you imagine? Yeah, that wind chill. And then you get down in southeastern Alaska near Sitka, Ketchikan, Juneau area. Down there closer towards British Columbia, they got thumped with like 8 feet of snow. It's just, we're done. We're ready. We're ready to continue with whatever else is out there besides this. But anyway, that's why humor rings big here in Alaska, because God knows we need it. This week on the podcast, we talk IRS porn, rage bait, things that having more of one is weird, waking up in a bad mood, confessions, and F my life. This week on the podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, the podcast.
Moving through the middle of the week. Hope life is good for you. Your workday may suck. Your mornings don't have to. My job's just to make you put you in a little better mood. I want you to live your best life, as they say, right? But please, whatever you do, don't be the guy that says living the dream. Don't just, could we put that one aside for now? It's always middle-aged white men. They're the ones that say that. You know that, right? The middle-aged white men. Ah, living the dream! I said, shut up. Stop it. Same guy that'll say, if something doesn't beep correctly at the store, then, well, must be free then. Same dude. Living the dream. Man, I don't know. You really? Is anyone actually? I think, you know, that's the whole idea. Is nobody's actually living the dream, says living the dream. They pulled like 1,000 adults across the U.S. and they asked what age range they think they'll look back on as the best years of their life. I think it would change for a lot. Like a lot of us that were young back in the 80s or 90s, those were some pretty fun years. There wasn't as much to worry about. Kids, young kids that are in that 28-year-old range now are struggling and kind of freaked out. So I don't know if you can really go just by age as much as what decade and when in history. Like if you ask a bunch of 20-year-olds during World War II, probably a different story. Or a bunch of 30-year-olds during the Spanish flu. Yeah, it's a little different then. So it's kind of, I don't know. But I guess in general, they broke it down by decade. 0 to 9 years old, 10 to 19, your 20s, 30s, 40s, and so on. 20s got the highest, about 22% of the vote. So there was no real clear-cut winner here. 20s voted the best. Yeah. When you were drunkest, had no money, no obligations, good times. 20% said their 30s was the best. 12% said their 40s. 9% said their 50s. I don't know, my 40s were pretty good. I was still able to do a lot of athletic stuff. And your tweens and teens, only 8% of the vote. Oh, those are a horrible time. Everybody hated being a teenager. 12% said their 60s, 70s, or 80s, so that's pretty good. And 5% said their first decade on Earth was the best. That was pretty good. You had zero obligations, zero worries, summers off. All you cared about was your summers, your birthday, and Christmas. Nothing else mattered. Those were pretty good times. Because once you're 10 or 11, then you start getting into summer jobs and acne and awkward. Yeah, I don't know. 10 was pretty good. I'd go back to 10. I'd take that. Of course, some of you who are 85 or you'd probably go with any age younger right now, wouldn't you? But now, if you're a rocker at heart, now I grew up in the classic rock era, so I don't know. I guess my musical influences run deep from punk to funk, jazz to blues, that kind of thing. But I do like some of the classic rock, and I was looking. Loudwire put out a list of artists in the 70s. That was like the heyday of classic rock, right? That was their wheelhouse, their jam. And they did a article on five artists that are very popular, very famous, that believe it or not, did not ever drink alcohol or do drugs. On the list, Gene Simmons of Kiss was one of them. The late, great Frank Zappa. And these guys all have something in common. They're all guys you would think, oh, they had to have gone, you know, did a lot of drugs and alcohol. No. Gene Simmons of Kiss, Frank Zappa, didn't. Angus Young of AC/DC, guy never stops moving, still doesn't drink or do drugs. Tom Scholz from Boston, nope, didn't do it. And of course, the one that blew everybody's mind was the Motor City Madman, the Nuge, Ted Nugent. No, he like only eats his own stuff that he kills kind of guy. Doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. Pretty amazing, right? I think the best part of this story is that all the thousands of rock artists, bands, musicians, singers from the 70s, they only found five. Glenn are in the cabin of Crapper Creek, Alaska. Good to be back on the air. I was out for a little bit. Don't tell the docs I think I'm supposed to be off another week, but thank God for meds, right? Here I am. And I had like sinus surgery, and it was a big decision to make, both I think physically, mentally, financially. The wife and I were weighing out, but I'm glad I did. It's one of those things. And there is actually, believe it or not, a large scale published in the Journal of Psychological Science that found that life's toughest decisions really have a constant theme, and that's perceived risk, right? I think we all know that. You know, there's a yes and no for everything. Accept a new job, investing money, quit your job, become self-employed, buy a house, get surgery, duh, get married, get vaccinated, move to another country. You celebrities know who you are. Have children. There's thousands of those. But then again, you know, there's a lot of things. It shouldn't be stressful for a lot of questions because the answer to many are obviously yes. For instance, should I get blackout drunk at my office Christmas party?
Yes.
Should I ignore the expiration date on this sushi?
Yes.
Should I get all my financial advice from a crypto influencer named Xander?
Yes.
Should I try to outrun this cop trying to pull me over? Should I get a Las Vegas Raiders 2026 Super Bowl champs tattoo? Should I leave my wife for an exotic dancer who really gets me?
Yes!
Should I comb the few strands of hair that I have over my bald spot?
Oh, yeah!
Should I move next to a pickleball court?
Yes!
And finally, should I quit radio and get a real job?
Yes!
Love it when you people play along, and now is the time. Once again, we always ask you to send these in. Please keep sending them. You guys do so well at this. From F My Life to other, this is it's time for confessions. Chance for you to tell us some of these things. Maybe you've been weighing on your brain, and before the holidays, you want to relieve that, right? So let me get in my confessional booth so I can help you out here. Because this is always a very special segment of the show. Like I said, it's just a chance for you to get some of these off the brain as we bring you
confessions.
And we begin. After 30 years of marriage, notice my spouse always takes opposite view to me. So I've started to suggest opposite to what I want, knowing they're going to go with the alternative. Hey, want Chinese? Ask for Italian. Want to go out to eat? Suggest we stay home. Works like a charm.
Confessions.
Work at a shop at the airport. The new seating opposite the shop has chargers in them, but the seating is not plugged in. It keeps me thoroughly entertained seeing people and person after person, plug their chargers in one socket, then another, and I stand there quietly watching them laughing inside.
Confessions.
I hate my neighbor, plays the drums, plus other loud things. He's this big fat guy that's got that due for a heart attack look. Heard a loud cry from him through the wall one day. Got me thinking, would I dial 911 if I thought he was having a heart attack? No, I decided the answer is no.
Confessions.
That is dark. I follow the Facebook page of a local radio station. See, there we go. And have managed to successfully get them to play several songs for me. They messaged and told me when they would be played. I've even won a couple of their contests. Never once listened to that station. Must be NPR.
Confessions.
I once shouted out of my car window, "Ha-ha, your life is over," to what I thought was a wedding outside a church. The wife smacked me on the side of the head, said, "What'd you say that for?" Yep, it was a funeral.
Confessions.
Girlfriend called me in a panic. She had called the police, who had swarmed our son's preschool because he was missing. Nobody could find him. Cops, helicopters, dogs everywhere. Everything turned out okay, as I had simply dropped him off at the wrong preschool that morning.
Confessions.
Work in an old people's care home. The most common regret about their lives is the sex they didn't have. Now a lot of them are making up for it, and I get to clean up.
Confessions.
Finally, whenever I'm sick, my wife does such an awesome job looking after me in nurse mode that I had a few more days of feeling poorly when I'm better because I love the attention she gives me. Said every married man on earth.
Confessions.
There you go. Thanks for turning those in, folks. You feel better, don't you?
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
It is time to roll out one of our kind of, you know, we have a lot of benchmarks we do every day. The fun facts, idiot of the day, some good news, case of miss, all these weird that we do every day. And then we have the ones we do once a week, right? You know, we have our new song pick of the week. We have confessions, our foodie roundup, and another one that everyone absolutely loves is this one.
My life.
And I can only do them when I get enough from you guys in it. So make sure, email us, hit us up on Facebook, and tell us, along with this, confessions as well, things you've done wrong. But this is horrible things that have happened to you. And you're sharing it just so the rest of us can feel better about our lives. So I thank you, and I will read these. And as always, you are on the Crapper Creek Witness Protection Program. No names will be mentioned, and here we go.
My life.
Today at a wild party, I cracked open a few glow sticks and drew cool patterns on my face and arms with the glowing liquid and started dancing, hoping to impress some hotties. I was tearing it up on the dance floor till my skin started to burn really, really bad. I ended up running out and screaming and having to call 911. Did not impress any of the hotties.
My life.
I am a recovering alcoholic. With the upcoming holiday, I have two choices. I can go over to my family's house, who are all heavy drinkers, and hope I don't relapse, or I can stay home by myself and hope the crushing loneliness doesn't drive me back to the bottle. Ouch, no.
Yes! My life.
Just to let you know, if you're struggling with that, there are a lot of other options out there. You call me up, I will help you out. Promise you. Elsewhere, today I had a throbbing headache. It didn't help matters when an angry customer yelled at me because a dress was quote-unquote defective. Why was it defective? Well, because it simply didn't fit her. Why didn't it fit her? It was the wrong size. Why was it the wrong size? Because she was a lard ass, but I couldn't say it.
Yes! My life.
Today, my mom celebrated a year's sobriety by having a couple of beers with her new boyfriend. Yay.
Yes! My life.
On the first day of my new nanny job, I wanted to impress my employers with how trustworthy and responsible I am. During the 60 seconds that I went to pee, the two-year-old found a black Sharpie and scribbled all over the wall. Nail polish remover just made it 10 times worse.
Yes! my life.
I learned that the girl who severely bullied me in high school for being a lesbian just came out as a lesbian. She's still bullying me. What?
Yes! My life.
It's my only day off of work for a while. I told my boss I'd be available via phone in case of emergencies. So far, I've been called 3 times to ask how the fax works, to let me know it's a slow day, and to ask me where the letter R on the keyboard is.
My life.
And one final one. This one says, today I discovered that yes, it's possible for bugs to lay eggs in your ears.
Yes! My life.
There you go. Mission accomplished. The rest of us all feel a lot better about our world right now. Appreciate that. Hey, are you hungry this morning? Boys and girls, you hungry? Breakfast, most important meal of the day. Cold pizza. That's what I'm talking about. Speaking of which, I've got pizza in some food news because it's time for a foodie roundup. Yeah! Somebody from a pizza joint shared a very complicated order they got, and it's going viral. Large hand-tossed pizza, and here's what was on it. Triple pepperoni, extra cheese, banana peppers, light jalapenos, half chicken, half mushroom, half caramelized onions, half olives, light sauce. There was a note explaining it. Yeah, I know it's insane. My wife's pregnant. Need I say more? Okay. You know, right away, they're probably going, oh my God, who's making this? Should have opened with that, dude. Would have made all the sense in the world. Taco Bell is testing Mexican pizza empanadas. Study finds that a low-fat vegan diet leads to greater weight loss than the Mediterranean diet. Mainly because, you know, vegans burn so many calories by constantly bragging and telling everybody that they're vegan. So that burns a lot of calories. New TikTok trend, a Grinch spaghetti, which is regular spaghetti dyed green. Or you can dye it orange and make Trump spaghetti. That would be... Just if you're going to eat the Grinch spaghetti, remember, be careful. Like the next morning, if you're drinking that night while eating it, it's kind of like eating Fruity Pebbles. You wake up and you go to the bathroom and go, oh, my poop is green. What? Oh, that's right. Hey, an edible chocolate chip cookie dough sold under the Doughy brand has been recalled by the FDA, flagged for salmonella, just in case. Schizophrenic woman hospitalized herself after freaking out, thinking somebody was attempting to communicate with her through her fridge. Turned out she had a smart fridge and an LED screen had advertisings on it. Okay, there we go. Latest food hack going viral. Vanilla ice cream doused in red wine. Yeah, that's all you do. You take a bowl of ice cream, pour wine over it. Followed by a lot of soccer mom influencers, I would imagine. Turkey legs breaded with crushed up Cheez-Its will debut at the Citrus Bowl in Orlando later this month. Okay. I don't know what to say about that. Fans at the game can buy them starting the second quarter, $25 each. Oh, my God. No Cheez-It crusted options made this list, though. Top sporting venue foods. Hot dogs, fries, nachos, pizza, popcorn, wings, pretzels, tacos, peanuts. They also looked at condiments. Ranch, by far. Ranch was the top condiment. Ketchup is next, followed by mustard. No love for mayo? And finally, McDonald's put an AI Christmas ad out in a generated backlash, which proves that the only slot McDonald's should serve is the McRib. Let's just leave that. By the way, there's a video showing how to make the McRib. You'll never eat one again. It's your foodie roundup. Yeah! Feeling it this morning. Feeling pretty good. Now, we had some guests over last week, not for Thanksgiving, but around the holiday weekend. We're just like playing cards, game night kind of thing, having some cocktails. And we had this one couple that they thought it was weird that we had two shower heads in the shower. It's like a shower room. It's got the wand thing, which really, come on, it's a taint wand. We all know that. And the other one is the rain shower. So it's got two, so we can shower at the same time without fighting for the shower. And it's like a little steamer. It's really cool. And these people just thought it was too weird that we had two separate showers. Why is that weird? Is it that weird to have two of those? I think there's other things that you could have two of that would be weird. I don't think that's one of them. Somebody was asking, well, what... online they were asking, and we started coming up with things that are too... It's weird if you have two of them. Like crazy exes. Is it possible maybe you're actually the crazy ex? Or if you had like spouse, like more than one former spouse that had died in strange ways. Like, what do you mean both of them fell to their death? We've heard of those. That's weird. That's a red flag. All right, now two shower heads. What about two toilets in one bathroom? Somebody brought up Meghan Trainor, who brags about her double toilet setup, which that seems weird. I mean, showering together is one thing, but pooping, is that necessary? Is that what you... Or divorces, just like crazy exes. It does make other people wonder when you got more than one of those. More than one life insurance policy on other people. That's kind of a precursor to spouses who died in strange ways, isn't it? More than one offshore bank account or phones. If you got a second phone, it's like, all right, what are you working? You're either a drug dealer or a cheater. There's really no other. You got the burner phone. You're doing something. I can think of even weirder ones. Popped collars. Does anybody do that anymore? They were even, if you had two of those in the 80s for a while, it was cool. Then it was just weird. Then they were popping three and four collars. Pinky rings. I mean, unless you're a pimp, having, you could get away with a pinky ring, but two pinky rings? No. Or if you had two penises. Yeah, see, nobody's going to argue that's just weird, right? I mean, you'd make a killing in the porn industry, but other than that... Wow. All right. It's kind of porn music-like, which fits this next story perfectly, by the way. New career opportunity if you're a proud perv. The federal government is now paying people to watch porn. All right, hold on, guys, before you go. Where do I sign up? The IRS is auditing people's OnlyFans accounts to make sure they're compliant, and it means some IRS agents will be paid to watch porn at work. At least that's what they're telling their supervisor or their wife. No, honey, that, the browser, I'm just taking my work home with me. Explains my browser history. Yeah, it's because of the new no tax on tips law that Congress passed last summer. But there's a little carve out here, a little caveat to it. You still have to pay taxes on tips earned from quote unquote pornographic activity. Okay. But here's the deal with this one. Not everything on OnlyFans is porn. Influencers and even a lot of B-list celebrities have accounts. More than 5 million content creators out there. Not clear how many are in the U.S. Still, the agents will have to watch the videos to determine whether the person's content is pornographic or not. Which is easier said than done. There's no true definition on what porn is. I have a feeling your definition and your nana's definition might vary a bit. Who am I to judge? So, somebody better tell Maria she might have to change that account something around a little bit. What about food porn? Does that count? Food porn counts, right? I mean, or doesn't? I guess it depends on what you're doing with the food, right?
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
You ever feel guilty over something? It's like, maybe I shouldn't have. It all happens. I once got bananas that were organic and I didn't ring them up as organic. That kind of thing. Gray area. Is there a gray area when it comes to stealing? Online poll was asking. For instance, let's start with this first one. Let's say a cashier fails to scan an item and you don't mention it. Is it stealing? 63% say yeah. Also, if you fail to mention they gave you too much change, 76% say yeah. That's you're stealing. You scan an onion instead of an avocado at self-checkout. Save 50 cents. 73% say it's stealing. I've done that one, like I said, with the bananas. But I didn't do it up. I have a guilty conscience like you wouldn't believe. I'm a horrible liar. Can't steal. Here's one. You tell a friend they left something at your place, but then they never pick it up. So a few months later, you start using it. Most say, no, that's not stealing. All right, here's one that's a little close to me. You tell a joke that your friends assume you came up with, but you actually read it online and don't correct them. 63% say, no, it's not stealing. I agree. It's not stealing unless you're on stage. Then you're a dirty, rotten hack and should never be allowed in a comedy club again. You hear me, Craig Schumacher? Famous comic stole some of my stuff, like Carlos Mencia, a well-known hack. You accidentally take someone else's coat when you leave a restaurant, and it's nicer than yours, so you keep it. Yeah, almost everybody agrees that is totally stealing. But here's a 7% say, no, that's not stealing. No, it's fine. Keep the coat. What? Who are those people? You return something you bought on sale and the store refunds you full price instead of the sale price. 55% say no. It's not stealing. So, yeah, 45 say, yeah, it is. An online purchase gets lost in the mail. Then it arrives weeks later after you already got a refund. You keep it? 54% say it's stealing. I don't know. That one's like, great, so now I got to return this thing to you? It's, Finally, you take a bunch of extra sugar packets of coffee from the coffee shop on your way home. Most people, 83%, say, no, that's fine. Yeah. But, of course, those people all have the drawer at home that's just filled with packets of Chick-fil-A sauce and McDonald's ketchup. You shut up. You got that drawer. I know you do. Always trying to throw out what's going on in the news. Well, got a new one. Are you an introvert or an extrovert? Now, I think most people in radio are somewhat extrovert. Lovely Maria is an introvert till she gets a little wine in her. Then she's on the table dancing. But she might be an autrovert. You heard that term? Autrovert. It's not a mix of the two. That term is ambivert, where you're one or the other or both in certain ways. Autroverts are different by definition. Autro literally means other. And the top sign you're one is constantly feeling like an outsider, like you just never fit in, you know. So you mean every goth and emo kid on the planet? They like to think they are. The guy who came up with it thinks he's one, and he's seen it in some of his patients as well. He says introverts can be extremely social and well-liked. They're just more about the one-on-one. They don't really connect with the whole group thing. See, that's Maria. Again, to the wine and all. He says introverts tend to be independent thinkers who are not really emotionally dependent on what others think. So they're often kind of renegades. I'm a rebel. I'm a drifter. I'm a gypsy. He even thinks it might be a default setting that we're all born with, but then we learn to be either introverts or extroverts. See, he's got to do this study with wine. I think Maria's his study case right there, because wine can make anybody an extrovert. Kind of like tequila. You know what I'm talking about.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
The Oxford Dictionary has named their rage bait as the word of the year. Again, see, they always say that now. I don't know if that's just an issue I have when they talk about the word of the year, but that's rage bait. It's not one word, Oxford. You're a dictionary. You're better than that. But I get it, rage bait. Now, if you don't know, that's like online content intentionally to elicit like anger, and which is, it's like shooting fish in a barrel now, really? Do we really need? Rage bait is just so easy. Yeah, a lot of times you do it, you don't even know you're doing it. Me, I like to intentionally just throw out rage bait bombs online just to watch people lose their minds. Just say something like, Ariana Grande needs to lose weight. And boom, everybody's heads explode. Minimum wage is too damn high. I think the next James Bond should be Kevin Spacey. I think the best part of Disneyland is standing in line. Boom! More people should give out raisins on Halloween. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. Oh. Sweaters are meant to be tucked in. Just watch them lose their minds. Just because you caused a printer jam doesn't mean you have to fix it. Oh. I think Ben Affleck was the best Batman. You know, personally, parties are better when somebody pulls out a guitar. I love the Dallas Cowboys. Ghosted on a date. Normally, that's on you. You've done something wrong. If you're getting ghosted, you know, either it just didn't work out. But still, again, don't ghost somebody. Just tell them you don't want to say, no, it was just too weird, right? It's so easy to handle. You don't have to, like, what were you doing that got you ghosted at your date? Hey, mind if I clip my nails? That might have been a reason. Did you let your therapy iguana sniff them? Let me guess, you picked Applebee's for your date because you get an employee discount. That might be why you got ghosted. Or did you say something stupid to her? Like, hey, my name's Randy. Friends call me the Randalorian. Say, oh God. Check, please. No, I'll pay. Thanks. Bye-bye. Or did you tell him, hey, it's nice to finally meet a date someplace other than behind a 7-Eleven? Oh. Yeah, I got a booth because my mom's going to join us. Ghosted! Look, wet cement. Let's draw a penis. You know, I'm not going to let super gonorrhea stop me from living my best life ever. Yeah, after a decade of electroshock therapy, the voices in my head have stopped. Totally ghosted. Well, that was a lot of fun. Thank you so much. Remember to share this, follow us, like us, or look for Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska on Facebook, on YouTube, everywhere. The general store score, I think everybody listening needs a Don't Be an Usyk t-shirt, hat, or coffee mug. Everybody needs to have one. Google it. It's a thing. The Crapper Creek General Store. Good time. Next week, we're going to do it again. Got another episode of Confessions. Let's see. Letting Mom pick your date. We've got nerd news. Resolutions you can keep. Weird things found in men's bathrooms. And porn movie titles for Maria. Next week on the podcast.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast, with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.